Friday, October 12, 2012, from Oroville. An overcast morning, high temperature today, 31 degrees Celsius, dropping to 27 tonight. Southeasterly winds, 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Well, here's a heads up about Christmas, always a time of festivities, fair meetings, giving, being together. So this is a first call to welcome all people of goodwill to join forces, share ideas and energy in preparation for a great Christmas fair in December at the Youth Center. All are welcome to drop by and share ideas, concerns, thoughts, and wealth of any other kind. Active participation of the community is needed to make this big event enjoyable for all. Youth Center account number is 0099YC to make your donations. Call 262-2857 for further information. Now here's Philip to tell more about the Youth Center. Already there's a call for help for the Christmas fair. Tell a little bit about that.
Yes, there's a call. I put it in this week after just coming back from Brazil and seeing in the Youth Center many things need to happen. There's a lot of wood lying around. Stuff needs to be cleaned up. And I believe it's also good to give some preparation time for this Christmas fair. It's not the biggest priority at the moment. We have leaking roofs, a road ending right there at the fence of the Youth Center, all kinds of issues that are really pressing. But I think the Christmas fair is one of the great fun events in Oroville for many of the young people, especially many of the kids. So I thought to just throw it out at people and say, hey, let's give this some thought and already 2 months before start to prepare for it and see what we come up with. Also to try to involve more people, more ideas, and get the ball rolling so we can have a great Christmas fair and not one which is spontaneously quickly organized and everything is overloaded.
Great. Throughout the years there have been there's a Christmas fair every year, and normally Johnny and Co have a large input. Will it be like that again?
Well, over the last few years Johnny has been trying to give less and less input. He's doing many other things. And he's been like giving up most of the stuff to the Youth Center. He gave us all his games and gadgets. Uh-huh. We store them now at the Youth Center. Also for other events, he used to take them to Fertile and then we would have to pick them up every year. So now we repair them, paint them, and do everything at the Youth Center. And let's see, I haven't met Johnny yet. I hope he has some input. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Let's see, we're going to try to get different, more younger people involved. Many years also Paul was the MC, Paul and Jesse. This year we've already spoken to Satya, Monica's son, and he was willing to do something on stage just to be the MC and entertain everybody.
Excellent.
Come up with some new games, some new energy. Last week I started to make pizza again because I think it's a great happening and opportunity for people to come together on Saturday evenings. And I think food is something everybody needs to have. And to make food at the Youth Center and just offer it to everyone also makes people feel invited and welcome to the Youth Center. So it's an initiative to get more people involved. Sometimes there are strange stories going on there and people just get scared or put off or they don't feel like they have anything to do there. But with food and workshops and Christmas fair also, it's one of the times when most of the people, or let's say during the year, it's a time when there's the most input that comes to the place. And last year we started with producing the t-shirts for the Christmas fair. It was the first time we did that in the Youth Center. Normally it was done by some people outside. So we got all the material to do the silkscreen printing, and we got lessons on how to do it, and now we have all the ink and the screens and everything there. So we can do everything from designing the t-shirts to printing them to baking them in the oven after to fix the paint. And I think it's also great, actually, the preparation for the fair is one of the fun things to do. Also, the fair itself is just one day, but the preparation is quite challenging, and there's new inventions coming out, and there's a big necessity for people to be together, to work together, to do group planning and implementation, and that's one of the important life skills that people learn there at the youth center also. So I think it's time to start and just make evening activities also, so there's things for the youth to do, not just watching a movie or hanging out, but that there's some kind of skills to be learned and workshops to be had also in the evenings. That's why I put this thing about the silkscreen printing as well.
Yeah.
Once the t-shirts are printed, they need to be heated to 200 degrees for the paint to be fixed. And on Saturdays when we make the pizzas, the oven is hot. So then the t-shirts can be printed and go straight in the hot oven.
Perfect time.
Yeah. The Christmas fair has always been something like of an all Oroville activity. And everybody who has kids is definitely happy about it. Most other people who don't have kids are also happy to come and just be part of the big community, because there's young and old people, everybody coming together. There's food, and I think it's one of the biggest events in Oroville, actually. And until now, it's always been supported by various units, private people who've just been open to donating beforehand to buy the stuff, to set up the infrastructure, to make the Christmas fair happen. And over the last 2 years, it's been more and more difficult to get funding. One reason has been the new FAMC policies, which puts a lot of units under stress. It's not as free, like units can't decide to just make a donation on their own. Everything has to go to the FAMC, everything has to be registered. It started with the with this thing of making donations in kind also, like we used to get cheese from La Ferme, and then there must have been some corruption or complications that made the whole bureaucracy more of in the foreground. Like now when you pick up a cheese, it's a donation, you have to actually sign a bill, so there's a bill created for the donation as well. So it's not really a donation, it's sold, but then the bill is deducted, so it's that kind of thing. And I think also units aren't free to just contribute whatever they want to whoever they want. Everything has to be registered. In any case, I trust that there's going to be enough. You know, I think it's not normally a matter of a lack of money. It's more about the energy that determines how well an event happens. When the energy is, when there's a lot of energy, it's sufficient, and the people, the human resources are enough, then the money comes, usually. But I think it's still encouraging for everybody to just give what they can to make this fair happen. And we definitely need money. There's about 10,000 on the Youth Center events account now to set up infrastructure. It's still very run down after the cyclone, so we have to build a new stage.
How much more do you think you need?
In the last years, we spent about 60,000 in preparation. So we need at least... it's hard to say. I think one can do almost anything without anything. So as long as there's energy, we don't need money. We'll just do what there is. And hope that it comes out the best. And I hope more than that people give in money, I hope that people come up and say, hey, I have new ideas for games. I want to be there and take care of the kids. I want to be there and make sure everything goes well and smooth. I'm willing to help with this and that if you guys need. And usually there's a wealth of that as well. A lot of people come up and say, hey, and do something for the younger generation, do something for the kids without expecting returns and calculating a business plan out of it and things like that.
Great.
So we don't have a theme yet. We don't have a name. All still has to be developed. But just to get it moving, to get it into people's minds, to reflect on past fairs, see what was good and what was bad, and to get input from around, to get a lot of diverse feedback. I put it out there in the news, and hopefully it develops into something really great. Last year there was a bit of a security issue. Hopefully we can go around complications like that, eliminate all the bad side effects of having a fair. Yeah, I'd like to say it's great to come back to Oroville. It's always a big big landing here in Oroville, with lots of new stories, lots of developments going on. But it's really great to be back here, and I hope that a lot of people come forth and say, just offer their help, offer themselves to join in and make this fair happen, make it nice. Since it's an Oroville event, it depends on what each person gives to it. That will determine the outcome.
And this from Mother's Agenda, 19th November 1969. The creation is, so to speak, the projection of all that makes up that unity by dividing all opposites, that is to say, by separating. That's what was caught by those who said that creation is separation. By separating, for instance, day and night, white and black, evil and good, and so on. Now all of that is our explanation. Altogether, all of it together is a perfect unity, immutable and indissoluble. The creation is the separation of all that makes up this unity. We might call it the division of the consciousness. The division of the consciousness which starts from unity conscious of its unity to arrive at unity conscious of its multiplicity in unity. Well, you've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Miriam and Andrea. Your comments and queries can be directed to orovilleradio.org. Without you, there can be no change. Thanks for listening.